A lot of people were saying that this fire had a mind of its own. Was there a particular turning point that you noticed when you really came to the realization that this was something different?
Well, it was probably the day we came and initially started to manage the fire, which was June 10th. When you have a large wildland fire under these conditions of drought and very low fuel moisture, coupled with dead trees scattered across the landscape, it's only a dramatic situation when it happens to be in a place where people live. You get fire moving amongst people's residences, and day after day, in many cases, when we have these drought situations, in the entire event is dramatic because of where it is.
When you're dealing with these more complex fires like the Hyatt Park fire, how do you measure success?
I like to look at victories that we have daily, and that's with those firefighters who can describe that they were successful in their assignment for the day and saved a residence. Those small victories, and they're certainly not small given that residence, are where I like to focus and realize then that we've got really good people who are committed, know what they're doing, know how to do it safely, know how to do it well, and can have that level of success. That's what they train to do.
I'm hoping you can give us one or two concrete lessons that we can learn from the Hyatt Park fire that can be applied to future fires.
People should know that when they put their home in a wildland setting in the West, that most of the time that vegetation that's there has been disturbed over centuries time and time again and will be disturbed again. And it could be by an insect, it could be by a fire. And when that happens, it's going to affect their community and their property. They can be wise in how they position their home and how they take care of fuels around their home. They can get advice from State Forest Service, they can get advice from their local fire departments when they elect to build a home in that fire environment, and that will alleviate the threat to their property in many cases, and in other cases it'll give firefighters at least a chance or an opportunity to defend that structure safely.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.